Nick Lachey is going to be joining us in a minute. He's got a new show. It's going to premiere on NBC. It says a sneak peek tonight at 10 p.m. on NBC called The Winner Is. Actually, the series premiere is going to be Thursday, July 11th at 9 p.m. Just a sneak peek tonight. You want to see what it's like. It's another singing competition, but it's different than the other singing competitions.
Right.
When he gets on the phone here with us, we'll let him explain it more in detail. Because, I mean, when I heard of the singing competition,
like,
I was like, but he's a great host. I've seen him host other stuff.
Yeah.
What else did he host?
Oh.
But he's been a host.
It was that choir show. I keep thinking it was him.
Like a glee.
The singing bee.
No. That was that.
No.
The black guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh,
Wayne
Brady.
Wayne Brady. What?
Oh, man.
No, Nick Lachey.
I guess we'll have to find out. We'll ask Nick.
Yeah, we'll ask Nick. I know.
What the hell is going on?
The Clash of the Choirs?
Man, that's what I'm thinking of.
The Clash of the Choirs. We got spirit, yes, we do.
We got spirit, how about him?
Oh, my God. When's he going to get on the phone? Because, you know, I could have kept talking to Todd about more sports. I'm just wondering if he's there or not.
Oh.
All right, you all know him as Drew's brother. Here he is. It's Nick Lachey, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
I'm just messing with you, buddy. You got this new show, this new singing competition. Singing competition's on TV. It's a new concept. How'd you come up with this idea?
In fact, this one I think is a little bit of a new concept, which is why I wanted to be a part of it, because we've seen the singing competition for a record deal thing, and it feels like it's gotten a little tired. But this is all about money, man. This is like a game show with a singing aspect to it. So imagine The Voice meets Deal or No Deal.
Really,
sing six songs and win $1 million. There's no record deal involved. These are people from everyday walks of life. They're just trying to sing for money.
And so, let's say that Frank and I are singing against each other. We both believe that we're, worth $1 million. And then at the end of both of us singing, you say, Heidi, I'm going to offer you $10,000 to just drop out of the competition.
That's pretty much it. I mean, we have 101 people in the audience who vote on every performance. So we'll show you guys the score.
Oh, that's
maybe
cool.
Maybe 60 to 41, but you don't know if you've got the 60 or you've got the 41.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to offer you $10,000. And so you got to decide for yourself, all right, did I win this or did I lose this? And if I lost, I should probably take this money so I go home with something. So there's this whole mental, game that all these, contestants have to play. Decide for themselves, did I win this competition? Singers, we all have a lot of pride.
Yeah.
None of us think we sang bad. And, no one wants to admit that they lost. So it takes a lot to say, I lost that. I should probably take this money and walk away.
So there is an audition process before you actually get out there to be on the game show, which is The Winner Is. We're talking to Nick Lachey. He's going to be the host of the show. There is a pre-audition, so everybody who gets on the show can sing.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we've seen on some shows, the kind of train wreck audition moments.
Yeah.
And there are none of that on this show. We had a great casting department that went out and found some great singers. And these are, people from everyday walks of life. I mean, there's a chicken farmer, for Pete's sake, from Oklahoma who loves to sing. There's a school bus monitor, an ER nurse. You name it, it's represented on the show.
Just everyday people.
Because these people aren't trying to get a record deal. They're just trying to... They want to go back to get to the chicken farm. They want to go back to being a nurse. They don't want a record deal, but they can sing and they can win up to $1 million. Now...
Exactly.
Is $1 million... that's not every single show, right?
No, that's the you have to win your episode. So basically, you have head-to-head competitions. If you win your episode, then you move on to the $1 million finale. There is money to be won every episode, $10,000, and the second round $50,000. But the $1 million is the ultimate grand prize. That's the award.
I love this, Nick. This is interesting because so I sing and the crowd goes crazy and I think they love me. Then the next competitor goes and they're going crazy. In your head, you have to go, did they cheer louder for me?
They were dancing more for him.
They stood up for. I mean, This is cool. I like this concept.
Do you put
and these are you know, these are 101 complete strangers in the audience that are voting on the performance. You have no idea how they're, you know, how they're leaning, what their preferences are, what their tendencies are. So there really is a real mental mind game going on here with these guys.
Nick Lachey is on the phone with us talking about his new show, The Winner Is, which is a singing competition, but it's been paired up like a true game show where there's money to be made on a daily. There's no record contracts. We're not going to find a star here. We're going to find somebody who can sing and believes in himself enough to bet on themselves to the end where they can possibly make $1 million. Now, do you actually put genre against genre, or is it somebody can sing country and go up against somebody who's singing opera?
No, it's literally everything from opera. You know, yeah, we have an opera against a hip hop artist.
Oh, okay,
wow.
So it is against.
Yeah,
okay.
every walk of life is represented, and every different genre of music is represented: country, hip hop, R&B, rock, opera, you name it.
So yeah, that'd be even harder to guess if you won or not because of having the different genres against each other. It's like, okay, if you had two country, it's like, oh, I pulled off country way better than that person did. But it's like if you're country against hip hop, it's like, well, yeah, who are they voting for?
Right. Well, who does the audience like?
What kind of an audience is this? Is it a country audience? You're looking for cowboy hats in the crowd.
Yeah. You have no idea. That's part of the drama of the show. You just have no idea.
Now, where are you finding the time to do all this stuff, Nick? Because didn't you just announce that you're 98 degrees are going to be doing a summer tour?
Yeah, we're actually out on the road right now. We had a show last night in Cleveland, and so yeah, we're kind of 10 shows into the package tour this summer with Boyz II Men and New Kids on the Block. But thankfully, we taped this show in the spring, so it's already all pre-taped and again premieres tonight at 10 on NBC.
Then you also did a Lullaby CD because now you're a father now, and it's probably changed you.
How adorable is that?
Look at that,
you softy.
Yeah, that was a very special project to do a Lullaby CD and dedicate it to my little guy. Very, very special project for me.
Is he out on the road with you?
Yeah, he's crawling to me right now, actually. Oh. He woke up from his nap.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have kissy fights with him? Because I always had kissy fights with my
son. What's that mean?
Where it's like, you just basically, there's like...
Kiss him until they giggle. You're just...
Well, yeah, we just basically kissy fight all the time. It's like, get in there and just... I couldn't stop kissing my son. Can you stop kissing him? Or is it just, it's hard to...
No, in fact, I tell my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to get as many kisses in now as I can because I know there's going to come a day when he's going to say, Dad, you know what? No more kisses.
Yeah, go away,
and,
Dad.
So yeah, I got to get as many in now as I can.
Get him in now, man. My son's going to be 10 years old, and I was like, I was holding his hand walking across the street the other day. I'm like, there's going to be one day when he pulls his hand away, and it's like, I can walk across the street by myself. And I was like, there's probably not too many days left I get to hold his hand. So, yeah, hold his hand as long as you can, Nick, and hopefully this show works out for you. It sounds like very intriguing.
I like it.
As far as singing shows go, this is different. It is more game show-esque than trying to find the next young superstar.
And psychological.
It's called The Winner Is. Sneak peek tonight, June 10th at 10 p.m., and then the series actually premieres on Thursday, July 11th at 9 p.m. Good luck, man. And when you're ever back in here in L.A., you got to come in and hang out with us, okay?
I'd love to. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.